Thanks, Charlie. We know that Zika causes a condition known as microcephaly in the babies of pregnant women exposed to the virus, which is why governments are scrambling to eradicate the mosquitoes that carry it. But we know that despite all the prevention efforts, there are parents who will walk into a doctor's office one day and be told that their child will not be like most other children. What then?
When he first came home, my initial thought was, I can't do this. I can't.
The story of the Pasciuto family, after this from Charlie. CBS's Dr. John LaPook introduces us to Elizabeth Pasciuto and her six-year-old son, Edmund.
The spider went up the water spout.
Like most six-year-olds, Edmund Pasciuto loves singing, toys, and, of course, his mother. But Edmund has microcephaly. She and her husband Vincent were told Edmund might never recognize them, might not even survive. Some doctors even suggested he be institutionalized.
What was your response?
My first response was, I didn't think people did that anymore.
For the first 3 years of his life, Edmund had to be carried everywhere because he couldn't crawl or even sit up. But now, at age six, he can walk with help, he can ride a bike, he can play with his two brothers, and even though he doesn't talk, he is learning to communicate.
We're teaching him sign language.
Give me an example.
So he will say, Edmund loves mama. And he's invented some of his own signs, like, this is please sing to me.
Can you touch my nose? You can.
Edmund's case is the result of a genetic disorder, not a Zika infection. But for any mother who finds herself in the same situation, Elizabeth has this advice.
It gets better. You will love your child, and your child will love you.
The Osgood File. Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.